Good evening. This is my first time speaking as well, and I think that it's really amazing that we have so many members of our community that have come out for this, when honestly, in our local news of what has been happening in Boston or West Texas or other places that have taken has taken over our airwaves, we hear very little of what's happening in our own community that we really feel that we can respond to. Sitting back in my seat, what came across to me is that you are sitting below the words trust, we trust. And nowadays it's very hard for the person, not corporation, but the little person like me, to trust in our government and to know that people will stand for us and are in that position of trust. I was a school teacher, and I had the trust of many, many parents, a few of which are here in the audience. And it is today that I realize what that trust must mean to you to keep all of us in Ulster and Dutchess counties in your consciousness and do the right thing for us. I have real concerns about this takeover. One is that just even look at the name of the corporation that we're looking at. Fortis, Fort meaning strength, right? Central Hudson says what we are about. We're about Central Hudson. We know those people who come to our homes and take care of our electrical needs. We will not know the people that come to our homes if Fortis takes over. I live in Rifton. There may be maybe one. I know Joe's here from Rifton. Most people, even in Kingston, don't quite know where I live. And I live between Kingston and New Paltz. And let me just give you a for instance. In Rifton, we're a little hamlet. I think maybe 800 people, I'm not quite sure. But I have a Rosendale telephone exchange. New Paltz delivers my mail. Kingston is where my kids go to school, and I'm in the town of Esopus. Try to explain that to somebody from Canada. I don't think they're going to get it. That has always been in the forefront of my mind is informed consent. At one point, the school districts, actually I think it was over in Poughkeepsie, decided to do away with informed consent for parents. And they said, you know what, we'll just sort of, if the parent doesn't want something to happen, they should write in. But of course that relied on bunch of kids going home with a backpack filled with the same color papers, for parents to go through that backpack to find the little piece of paper to say, oh yeah, I don't want this for my child. And I feel very much like this is a little bit like that. There is not enough community members that know that this is happening. And what I think that we have to be very, very aware of is that not only do many community members not understand this merger or takeover or whatever it would be, they don't understand fracking. Many people have not heard about fracking. They don't know what it would do to our environment. They don't know what it would do to our towns. And I think it's very important that this commission takes the opportunity to make sure that every member of Ulster, every member of Dutchess, has heard about this takeover. So, of course, I worry about the workers who work, who are our friends and our neighbors, that they would have a job. Of course, I worry about our environment. I worry about the rates going up for everybody. It is enormously difficult in this day and age to pay one's bills. But I am concerned mostly for the people that don't know this is happening. It is a bit like pulling the wool over people's eyes. So given that you are below the word trust, I would hope that you would take that as seriously as I, as a teacher, took the trust of my students and be willing to extend the opportunity for people to make a comment and for them to be allowed to know what is happening, and for Fortis and Central Hudson to come here and face the public. Thank you.